You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 17th of August, 2021, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I want to talk a little bit today about the transgender agenda. And of course, we are very concerned about this and concerned about the effect that it is having on the population, particularly on the children. And we're also concerned for the people themselves that are confused about the agenda. It must be a very awful position to be in, where you don't feel comfortable within your own body and you feel that you are the opposite gender. But what we are concerned with is encouraging this amongst children. And the excuse is being given that we need to educate children about these things so that they aren't prejudiced against transgenders. And I don't think people are prejudiced against transgenders. I mean, they're a bit of a novelty, but people certainly don't wish to harm them in any way. Most people, if they saw somebody that is dressed as a woman, a male that is dressed as a woman, they would refer to them as she or her. But they will understand that, in actual fact, the person is biologically male, and you can't change that, and you just end up feeling sorry for them. But then to promote the idea to children that you can actually change your gender, you can change your sex, you can go on to have an operation, and it will magically change you into the opposite sex, that is not true. And these children that are encouraged to do this, that are encouraged onto this pathway, eventually they discover that actually they can't change their sex, and what they have done is they have altered their body in ways that they cannot possibly go back from what they have done, and it's then that the depression sets in, because there are things that you cannot possibly change. You cannot change the size of your hands if you are male. You cannot change the size of your feet. You cannot change your chromosomes. Your chromosomes are either XY if you are male, or they are XX if you are female. You cannot change your pubic bone structure. You cannot change your hip structure if you are male. These sorts of things will always tip somebody off that the person that is presenting as a female is in actual fact male. And eventually, these transsexuals have to face that, and they have to face the fact that they cannot actually change sex. And if they've gone through all these body modifications before then, they're in an awful situation. Really, what we should be doing is encouraging these people to be happy with the bodies that they have. And the way to do that is to encourage people to be happy in the gender that they are from their childhood. If we see people that are confused about their gender at a young age, if they're little boys, we need to be teaching them how great it is to be little boys, and we need to be teaching them about all the things that little boys can do that little girls can't do, so that they're pleased that they are boys and they want to do boy things, so that they'll be happy in their gender instead of confused. And if it's the case of little girls, you need to be telling little girls about all the things that girls can do that boys can't do, and getting them to enjoy doing those things and to feel a part of the gender that they are actually a part of. That is the way that this needs to be dealt with. This idea that what we need to be doing is being completely gender neutral is the opposite of what we should be doing. And the proof of this is the massive increase that there has been in transgenders, especially among children, since we've been promoting this idea of being gender neutral in everything. Now, this news here comes from Scotland. Children as young as 4 will be able to change their gender at school without their parents' consent under guidance that has been introduced. Now, we know that most teachers are liberal, they are progressive, they believe in all these cultural Marxist ideas. And when they see a child that are possibly a tomboy, a little girl that wants to play with boys' toys, just the slightest thing could set them off. And they will assume that the child is therefore transgender. And instead of encouraging the child to identify with its actual biological gender, they will encourage the child to identify with the opposite gender. Because they're told that you have to reinforce whatever gender the child identifies as. So even if the teacher isn't a progressive type, they're still going to go along with this. And the parents may not know anything about this. So it may actually be that it is the teacher that is encouraging the child to be transgender, because normally it will be somebody within the family that will be doing this. All children like attention. They like to have attention. And if there is somebody older than them, like an older sister or an aunt that is paying extra attention to them, they will respond to that. So say there's an older sister and she's always wanted a younger sister, but she has a little brother, and she starts playing with the little brother and playing with dollies with the little brother and dressing the little brother up in a dress and doing girly things with the brother. And the brother will enjoy the attention that is being lavished upon him, and he will respond by doing the things that the sister wants him to do, and he'll realize that when he plays with dolls and when he does girls' things, the older sister is pleased and the older sister is happy with him. And before you know it, the child won't be wanting to do boy things, he'll be wanting to do girl things, and he'll be presenting as if he's got gender dysphoria and as if he wants to be the other gender. And this is how this sort of thing happens. And now it's been encouraged at schools. It's being increased by what is happening in the schools. Alongside that, you also have the endocrine disruptors that are in the environment. You have bisphenol A, you have lots of different plastics which disrupt our hormones. We also have lots of estrogen that is in the environment from the contraceptive pill. We know that with males, on average, 20% of our testosterone has been lost within the last 20 years. We know within the last 40 years that our sperm count has gone down by 50%. So we know that what it is that actually makes us male is receding. It is reducing for factors that there are within the environment. So you've got that problem, plus you've got this promotion of gender neutral, and it's all combining together to produce a thousandfold increase in the number of children that are actually presenting as transgender. And we're treating it as if it's a great thing, it should be celebrated. And in actual fact, we should be looking at it and being very concerned about it. It is not a great thing for somebody to not be at home with their own body. It's a terrible thing, body dysmorphia. And that's what you actually have here. And these poor people that have this, they end up mutilating their bodies. They go on a pathway where they can cut their genitalia off, they can cut their breasts off. And this is with the help of the medical industry that they're actually doing this. I mean, it is a form of self-harm. And it may look very innocent when you've got a 4 or 5 year old child that likes playing with girls' toys, and these teachers encourage this, but it ends up when they get to 11 or 12 that they then try to put them on these puberty blockers, which thankfully they've now stopped in Britain, but they're still doing this in America and other parts of Europe, and they put them on these puberty blockers before they even know what adolescence is, before they understand what sexual feelings are. And then they go through a puberty that's never before been known in nature, when they give them the opposite sex's hormones to try and give them their growth spurt and their puberty. So, and they've got no hope then of being able to go back to actually being the original biological gender that they actually were, because they've messed it all up with the goal at the end of it of looking more like the gender that they think they should have been born as. And of course, by that time, and when they realise that in actual fact they can't convince people because of the size of their hands, the size of the feet, the size of their bone structure, then the depression sits in. And then you end up with the suicides. It's an awful situation that we are creating for ourselves. And all this is going to come about 10 years down the line from the way that we are dealing with this and from the sort of policies that they're now putting in place in Scotland. They say any pupil who decides they want to switch gender must be supported and listened to in school following the Scottish Government advice. Think about this, a four-year-old deciding that they want to switch gender, a four-year-old deciding that they want to mutilate their genitals when they're older and they wish to be put on a pathway to doing that, a four-year-old deciding that they wish to be impotent, a four-year-old deciding that they wish to not be fertile and not be able to have children, a four-year-old being able to decide that they don't want to be able to have sexual pleasure when they are older. You know, all of these things, it's not possible for a four-year-old to possibly comprehend. It's not possible for somebody that hasn't actually gone through puberty to properly comprehend. And yet they're being put on this pathway. And they're being put on this pathway under the excuse of the people that are doing it have their best wishes at heart. And they may have their best wishes at heart, but it is based upon faulty information. It is based upon activists. It's based upon transgender activists who, for whatever reason, they wish to encourage this. And there are also transgender activists that don't want to see this encouraged, that are very concerned about this. People that have gone on this pathway and then realised that they can't actually have this fantasy fulfilled and it can't actually properly be fulfilled. And they are trying to put a stop to this. There's one particularly brave woman that went through this with the Tavistock Institute, and she took them to court and she got them to stop giving these puberty blockers to children. But they haven't managed to stop it from being taught in the schools. This gender neutral stuff is so, so harmful. We should be encouraging little boys to be boys, and we should be encouraging little girls to be girls, and we should be doing everything we can to identify what it is in our environment that is messing around with our hormones like this. I mean, that is a really serious problem. 20% less testosterone and 50% less sperm number. I mean, where are we going to be in another 50 years' time? No sperm at all? Only half the testosterone that we actually have? Continuing here, the guidance applies in primary schools where the youngest children are only 4 or 5 because recognition and development of gender identity can occur at a young age. Well, I guess it occurs as soon as little boys realise they like playing with little boys' toys and little girls like playing with little girls' toys. You've also got the issue here that they're not telling the parents about this either. So the parent may have no idea that their child is being referred to as the opposite gender at school and is being encouraged to identify as the opposite gender in school. And they won't be able to have any legal recourse against this because this is being encouraged by the state. It also tells teachers not to question a child who says they want to transition to live as a boy or a girl and instead ask for their new names and pronouns. And this calls into question why a child would be doing this as well, because we know that a lot of these transgenders are autistic. We know a lot of them have body dysmorphia, anorexia, bulimia, all sorts of problems with the way that they identify with their bodies. And because transgenderism is the latest fad, they're encouraged to say that they are transgender. And again, because of the attention that will then be placed upon them, because they will be able to dictate to the teachers how they are referred to, they will become the centre of attention. So there's encouragement for them to do this as well because of this. I mean, you would imagine that if a child was identifying with the opposite gender, that a teacher would talk to the parents, possibly talk to a doctor and try to get them to identify with the body that they have, not wanting them to grow up to be body dysmorphic. That's what this is. It's a dysphoria. It means that people are not happy with the body that they have, and they wish that they had a different body. That, you know, that's not a positive thing. That's not a euphoria. That's a dysphoria. It's something that we should be looking at how to correct, because that is what would be in the best interests of these people, not encouraging them to believe a fantasy and then trying to use the force of the state to force everybody else to go along with this fantasy. Because don't forget that we are called transphobic if we point out the problems with this, or we say we don't like to go along with this. We don't like to say that is a woman when it's a man, and when the person has a penis, we don't like to say that it's a woman. And we're told that is transphobic, and we're told that in certain situations, if we say something like that it's against the law. And we've got the law that is forcing us to say that black is white, to say that male is female. So again, that issue is wrong, because it gets us to affirm that something that is not reality is reality. And this causes bad feeling in society as well, because it means that people can't actually tell the truth. And it means that people that aren't transgender are then neurotic, because they're being told to believe something that they know is not true. Primary and secondary schools have also been told to put books featuring transgender people on the curriculum and allow pupils to choose which changing room or toilets to use, and consider introducing a gender-neutral uniform. How do they think introducing a gender-neutral uniform is going to help? It's not. It's going to make things 10 times worse. It's going to make even more people unsure about what gender they are. And putting books featuring transgender people on the curriculum, how can they explain to the children what it is that these transgenders have gone through in rendering themselves infertile and not able to enjoy sexual pleasure? How can you explain that to a child? You can't. The children may then start identifying with transgenders without fully being able to understand what all of that entails. And this is, of course, why in Hungary they have banned this. They've banned the promotion of all this ideology to children. And I think a lot of people in Britain are unaware this is going on. I'm sure there are a lot of families in Britain that are just unaware that this is what is being taught in the schools now. And the law in Hungary is that it should be the parent that decides whether their children are taught about such issues. It shouldn't be the state. It should be the parent. And the point of this is that this is all going on without the parent's consent. The teacher does not have to get the parent's consent to start treating the child as if the child is the opposite gender. They're encouraged to now do this and not tell the parents. The guidance was branded shocking and led to concerns that children are being allowed to make life-changing decisions at far too young an age. I mean, you think about this. You cannot make a decision that if you want to marry until you're 18, but they're saying here that at 4 years old you can make a decision to be sterile for the rest of your life and to go on a pathway where you may end up having to mutilate your body. And they think that a child at the age of 4 can make this decision. The advice says some young people are exploring their gender identity in primary school settings. Primary schools need to be able to meet the needs of these young people to ensure they have a safe, inclusive, and respectful environment in which to learn. Young children have always explored gender identity. There has always been such a thing as the tomboy. There have always been little girls that enjoyed playing with little boys' toys, and normally, when they get to puberty, they suddenly become interested in boys, and they understand why they want to be interested in girls' things, and they become interested in girls' things, and in most cases that they used to just turn into lovely women that went and got married. Nowadays, if there's any sign of a young girl being a tomboy, they're going to be told that they have gender dysphoria and that they're a transgender, and that they should be identifying as the opposite sex, and they're going to be encouraged to do this without fully understanding what it all entails. And in actual fact, what you're doing is you are robbing these children of happiness and prosperity and being able to produce a family in their later lives. And you should be able to explore gender when you're a child. Little girls should be able to do little boys' things, and boys should be able to do little girls' things. But if there's any sign there that they wish they were the opposite gender, then that's when you need to look into it. I mean, when I was a child, I used to love comics, and I used to read girls' comics as well as boys' comics. I dread to think what would have happened if that had been going on today, and a teacher had seen that I used to read girls' comics as well. You know, they might have thought that I was a little girl and tried to encourage me to be a little girl just because I used to enjoy reading comics. Yeah, you can have a similar thing happening here. If you've got children that like doing things that the opposite gender do, then the teachers are going to see that as a sign of being a transgender, and the particularly progressive ones are going to be really pleased about that, because it means they've got a transgender in their class that they can show off, and the parents aren't going to be told about this. This creeping control of children by the state and taking away the parental responsibility is staggering, the pace that it's going at, and it really is at its worst in Scotland, the way that they feel that the state has more responsibility for the child than the parents do there. A section on changing name and recorded sex says children simply need to tell others informally that they want to use a different name, and that they don't need to record this formally on their official school record. Again, so they're trying to keep this from the parents. So if a child likes a certain nickname, possibly, and the teacher thinks that that nickname has more to do with the opposite gender, again, they're going to see that as a sign that the child is really transgender. Advice to school staff on what to do if a child wants to discuss their gender includes asking what name and pronoun you should use to address them. So again, rather than the teacher teaching the child, they're looking at this as if the child should be teaching the teacher. It also says that they should ask if their family are aware they are considering their gender identity, but does not suggest that the teacher should contact them. Imagine being 4 years old and being asked if you understand gender identity and are considering the opposite gender identity. You just don't understand these concepts back then, what the words actually mean. I mean, you may say, well, yes, I enjoy playing with my sister's toys as much as I enjoy playing with my toys. Does that mean that you identify with the opposite gender? I mean, they are reading far too much into children's behavior here. It's just frightening what could happen to your child now when you send the child off to school. And I would encourage any of our listeners out there that have children to homeschool them. There are lots of really good homeschool information on the Patriotic Alternative site, patrioticalternative.org.uk. Check out the home learning section there. There are lots of teachers that are trying to teach pro-British, pro-white teaching materials for the children there. And I would encourage people, if they can, to try and teach their children at home. I do know of people that have actually left the country to move to other countries because they don't want their children to be at schools with unisex toilets. They don't want their little girls to be in the girls' loos and have little boys in there as well, peeking over the door, peeking under the door. I mean, this is the sort of thing that goes on when you have gender-neutral toilets in primary schools. Marion Calder, director of the For Women Scotland campaign group, said, "To be transgender, you have to have a diagnosis of gender dysphoria. What are they thinking? Parents will be very concerned to be reading this document." And of course, that's how all of this started out. They said that doctors have to actually diagnose somebody with gender dysphoria before they can have the rights and be treated as if they are a transgender and change their driving license and be referred to as this on this and that on their passport and all the rest of it. They used to say that you had to have a diagnosis of this. And what they're effectively saying here is that the teachers can diagnose this. And you don't even need a doctor to diagnose it now. You can just have a primary school teacher could diagnose the child as being transgender and then treat them as if they are the opposite gender, which is effectively just encouraging dysphoria rather than doing their very best to prevent dysphoria from setting in. Scottish Education Secretary Shirley Ann Somerville said, "This guidance outlines how schools can support transgender young people while ensuring that the rights of all pupils are fully respected." How is that treating the right of all pupils to be fully respected if you've got teachers that are looking out for any signs that they can perceive to be transgenderism and then encourage that child to go on a course of action that can end up with them mutilating their body? Don't children have a right to be protected at school and not to be taught things that could harm them in the future? Don't they have a right to not be encouraged to self-harm? And they should be trying to prevent children from having any types of dysphoria. Any types of dysphoria whatsoever, they should be trying to prevent. And what they're doing here is they're saying, well, if we see that there's a sign that somebody might possibly be dysphoric, we're going to encourage them to be dysphoric. We're going to encourage them to believe that they've been born in the wrong body. This is the complete opposite of the way that they should be dealing with this. The Scottish Education Secretary said it provides schools with practical suggestions. The guidance is not prescriptive and it does not promote transitioning. How can she say that it doesn't promote transitioning? That is exactly what it does. If you are encouraging somebody to identify with being the opposite gender, and you're basically setting them up for genital mutilation in later life, which is what transitioning is. You're setting them up to believe that they have been born in the wrong body, and they are encouraging body dysmorphia. It's absolutely scandalous that this is going on, but at least there are people that are speaking against it, and of course we will continue to speak out against it here at RadioAlbion.com. Well, thank you very much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.